It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Kevin Skunas. Kevin is president, National Corn Growers Association, and a producer from North Dakota. And in Washington, D.C. is where we end up meeting face-to-face. Kevin, great to see you.
Well, nice to meet you, Tony. We're sitting at 20 F Street, the home office in D.C. of the National Corn Growers Association. So it's good to be talking to you.
First off, let's talk about the fact it's springtime, late spring, rolling into summer. Are you planted, fully planted? Where are you? What's the conditions back home?
So we had a fairly cold winter in North Dakota. We had quite a bit of snow. We had snow late into March, actually. So we kind of got a late start. But once Mother Nature let us start, we had a good run. We got all of our crop was in May. We've had some timely rains, so some heat now in late May and early June. So actually everything at home is looking pretty nice.
And just the fact that you were able to get all of that put in, get it going so you could be here, because when you talk about being a member of leadership, you really do have to split a lot of time. You're filling that tug.
Absolutely. So more importantly, I have a great crew at home. I know you just mentioned Wesley Spurlock is our chairman this year. He was president last year. And when you decide to be in leadership in National Corn Growers, you actually, you agree to volunteer quite a bit of your time. And obviously, the corn industry is important to all of us who do this. So we do spend quite a few days on the road. I have a great crew at home that's covering for me when I'm gone. Just flew out here yesterday, had a meeting at the White House this morning with Secretary Wilbur Ross and Deputy Ag Secretary Steve Sensky. So gonna go home today, probably do some spraying over the weekend, and then the National Corn Board is actually going to come to Fargo, North Dakota, and we're going to meet next week. So
let's talk a little more about your meeting. Maybe some of it that we don't need to talk about, but when you talk about meeting with Secretary Ross, obviously the White House understands there's concern in farm country.
Well, absolutely. So, I think the most of the meeting was about trade, obviously, with Secretary Ross and the tariffs that are going on. And, NCGA believes that tariffs are bad policy. We'd like to be able to play on a level playing field. I think the administration and Secretary Ross, their end game is to get there, but they believe that we've had some bad actors in some of our trading partners, and they're going to try and fix that. And China is one that they're working on right now. I know this morning they announced $50 billion worth of products that were going to have a tariff put against them. So, we talked about that. So my message to Secretary Ross this morning was that, yes, we believe that tariffs are bad and that we, there are some bad actors, but NCGA just thinks it's the wrong thing that the U.S. farmers should shoulder the whole brunt of these trade wars, that if you want to call it a trade war, tariff war that's going on right now. We think that our, some of our trading partners, our good allies, should be backing us up on this, and that it's just, it's tough on the American farmer for us to go it alone.
You're talking about a very important piece of the puzzle when you talk about buyers, but you also have a couple here at home that have faced some challenges as well. How important are the livestock and ethanol industry?
Well, Tony, I always like to say that the livestock industry in the U.S. is our oldest and best customer. The most of our corn in the U.S. goes to feed for, our livestock in the U.S. And we don't spend enough time talking about, what good partners and customers they are. But, that market is fairly stable, and it has been for years. So we almost take that for granted, and I don't ever want that to happen. But after livestock, the next market that we have is our ethanol market, and that's a big number one important priority for NCGA every year is our ethanol industry, because we believe that can grow, and we're working on that. There's been some pitfalls in that road over the last few months with the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard. We've had some discussion on the RINs, which is Renewable Identification Numbers. We have a lot of acronyms, and the other part of that is the RVP. That's the reed vapor pressure, and that's the waiver that that the EPA has that will allow us to sell blends over E10 all year round in the gas stations. So there's a fuel that we have that's E15. So from June 1st to September 15th, most stations in the U.S. aren't able to sell E15 unless it's somebody puts it into a flex fuel vehicle. The rest of the year, out of a black hose, they can put E15 in any car that's newer than 2001. And if we could get the EPA to grant that 1 pound waiver for blends over E10, that would make a huge difference in the sale of ethanol. And there's really no scientific reason for that not to be done. It's just legislative in the, or administrative actually, inside the EPA.
Well, so much is going on, almost trying to keep a running tally of the challenges that you have ahead is difficult, not to mention the fact that they're constantly moving around. But opportunities, sometimes we fail to stop and say, hey, here are some really great things that are coming down the road. When you look into that crystal ball, what do you see?
Well, so that's interesting that you say that. So, you know, NCGA is looking at new uses for corn all the time. You know, we had a Consider Corn Challenge this last winter, so we invited companies all over the world basically to send us their ideas on new uses of corn. And we actually picked six winners, and we announced those at Commodity Classic in California. I don't have all those right in front of me, but that was six great ideas for corn. And we also have a corn technology conference, and we're always looking for new uses. We probably, you know, when we're trying to get rid of our corn pile, we're not going to find another livestock or another ethanol. But if we could get 5, 6, or 10 of these new uses that might add up to an ethanol, that would make a huge difference in the amount of corn that we have left over, because part of our markets and what we were talking about with Secretary Ross is our exports. And we know that they're a vital part of our market also, and that's where the tariffs are taking effect right now. We also have NAFTA, the agreement with Mexico and Canada. Mexico is our number one export partner for corn. They're our best market, and we want to see that go forward. We'd certainly like to see that agreement get finished up and modernized.
It's great to see you. Thanks for your work, and we wish you the best.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Nice to meet you, and appreciate you doing some reporting on agriculture. Appreciate your time.
Kevin Skinn is president of the National Corn Growers Association, a producer from North Dakota, on the Agribusiness Report.